Well, all eyes will be on the Solomon Islands next week when the Pacific nation goes to the polls. 5 years ago, Honiara formally switched its allegiance from Taiwan to China. 2 years ago, on the eve of our last federal election here in Australia, news surfaced that the Solomon Islands had signed a comprehensive security pact with China. It was a wake-up call for Australia and others. The Chinese influence in the region had become entrenched. And now Prime Minister Manasseh Sogavare is doubling down on his pro-Beijing stance, making it a pillar in his bid for re-election. Meg Keane is the director of the Pacific Islands program at Sydney's Lowy Institute. Meg Keane, welcome to Saturday Extra.
Lovely to be here, Fran. Even better that you're on the airwaves now.
Thank you. It's great to be back. Meg, how important is the Solomon Islands election for Australia? How closely would Canberra be watching?
Oh, we're watching this very closely, Fran. It's a really important country to us. We have a long history with it, ranging back to World War II, but also recently with the thousands that were deployed in the regional assistance mission to Solomon Islands, myself included, to bring back peace after the tensions. And just, you know, we can be there in 3 hours. It's in our neighborhood. We share an ocean border. We have a huge age program there. So we're watching very closely. To give you a bit of an idea of that, we have literally hundreds, over 500-600 Australian police and security there right now as we speak, helping with logistics. But, you know, if there were any problems, there would be a very rapid response. Yeah. We have observer missions there and so on.
Isn't the issue that China also has security police there too? And Prime Minister Sogavare has been campaigning heavily in this election campaign on his push to strengthen ties with China. His foreign policy, in fact, is called Look North. Mm-hmm. How will Sogavare's China push translated the ballot box? Do you have any sense of that? Is his close relationship with Beijing translating to more jobs, a healthier economy? Is it popular in the Solomon Islands?
I think it divides the country, and you can see that in the campaigning. The opposition members are strong about whether that was the right decision and certainly questioning the security agreement. At the ballot box, elections are won and lost on local issues, not on geopolitics. So he's really got to make the argument that that arrangement is translating into jobs, into services. And at the moment, you know, the biggest issue on the election agenda is the lack of health services for the people, expensive transport, rising cost of living, and the need for jobs for the youth. 70% of that population are young people that need far better economic prospects than they have right now.
The two main opposition parties have come together, in a sense, with a joint policy to re-establish diplomatic relations with Taiwan. How much support do they have? Is Prime Minister Sogavare likely to be re-elected, whether it's about China or not?
I think he's probably got a 50-50 chance. People are saying that he's the front runner, but frankly, a prime minister of Solomon Islands has never been consecutively elected. That's not to say it can't happen. Never, not since independence. So the odds are against him. We have no accurate polling, but frankly, the political system is very weak and declared alliances are not reliable. Mm. So we can't know with any degree of certainty who is going to get up. And that horse trading happens after the elections when the 50 MPs get to Honiara and decide who's going to be the ruling party and who's going to be the PM. That's very unpredictable. And so we're going to have to wait and see. And I would also say that we wouldn't be holding our breath. The election happens on the 17th. It will take days to count and know who those 50 MPs are. And then they got to get to Honiara from the Outer Islands. That can take days.
Right.
Last time, from the time of the election to the time of knowing who the prime minister was 2-3 weeks.
And Meg, just finally, we've only got a minute or so to the news, but Australia has made, Penny Wong, our foreign minister, made concerted efforts since coming into office to build relations with the Pacific Island region and our neighbours, and yet now we have Tonga hosting the Pacific Islands Forum later this year. It looks as though China will be assisting with policing at the forum. It's offering police vehicles. It's offering to refurbish the venues for the forum. Mm. How concerning is this to Australia and to the US? As I say, both countries have been making concerted efforts to entrench influence in the Pacific.
Oh, it's very concerning. And we want to remain the preferred partner of choice, whether it's with defense, security, or development. And we're going to be, as Penny Wong is doing, doubling down and trying to reserve that place. However, China is in this region to stay. It's not going anywhere. And it will continue to offer these services and to push in. So the only way we can counter that is to offer more attractive options and to stay for the long game and be the strong partner that we have been. And I think our work is appreciated in the region. But we are not going to be the one and only in this region.
All right. Yeah. Anymore. Meg Keane, no. Thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you, Fran.
Meg Keane is the director of the Pacific Islands Program at the Lowy Institute.
Stream any ABC radio station live and on the go. Discover new podcasts, music, and audiobooks, all free on the ABC Listen app.